خیلت کرد. Book of Avoyim, as we now begin, Be'ezus Hashem, part 3, on our series on the Middle of Shtika. We'll be looking in the past at the words of the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, and we will look at the words of the Rambam tonight as well. The Rambam says, La'olam yarbe olam b'shtika. A person should always be on the increase, a person should always engage in the Middle of Shtika. V'lo yedaber, and you should only talk elo b'divrei chochma oy b'dvarim shetzorech lohem l'chayei gufoy. Literally translated, a person should only speak divrei chochma, words of wisdom, or that which is necessary for his sustenance or for his livelihood. Now this is a reference to a Rambam elsewhere, who devised for us varying levels of dibur, or various categories of dibur. Of course, the number one type of dibur is the dibur for a mitzvah. The great Torah is obviously the highest form of dibur, or tefillah. Then you can have a dibur which is not actually a mitzvah, but it is involving in what is necessary for your livelihood. You have a middle type of dibur which is not bad or not good, it's just talking about dvarim shel ma b'kach, petty things. And then you have other types of diburim which are either downright diburei osur, isur, like lashon hara and sheker, and if not that, then at least involving oneself with dibur concerning havlei olam hazeh, unimportant, and telling us over here that chiefly one should be involved, one's dibur should be involved mainly in divrei chochma, or that which is necessary for parnasa, for looking after his needs. Those are the main forms of dibur that a person should be engaged in. This clearly seems to indicate that, as a rule, one should not be engaged in other types of dibur bechlal. But of course, it's so important to stress, and it almost goes without saying, that on occasion, there can be a situation where actually talking about very minor, quote-unquote, things, in fact, could be very major. The story is told with Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta once found himself lodging as a guest of a farmer and a farmer's wife. And he spoke to the hostess at great length about exactly how many cows she has in her field and how much milk each one gives. And what about the chickens, and how many eggs do they lay, and when do they lay them? And people were very surprised. Number one, that the Chlal, the great Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, was engaged in conversation with his female hostess. And furthermore, the talk about such unimportant things, about chickens and cows and milk and eggs. So Rabbi Yisrael explained, he said, I've been the visitor, I've been the beneficiary, the recipient of the chesed of this hostess, and therefore I'm chayev hakara satoid to her. He says, hakara satoid is all relative. It is relative to the person to whom you are chayev that chiyuv of hakara satoid. For her, this is what her life is all about. And for me to express interest in what goes on in her farm, and how many cows, and how many chickens, etc., etc., to her would be a great source of chizuk. And therefore becomes my achir of hakaras hatayid, even if it means talking to her at great length about seemingly mundane things. In similar vein, I once heard a story with the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish one scheduled to be picked up from his house, he had to attend a very urgent meeting. And indeed, the car came to his home at the designated hour, and they waited and they waited and they waited for the Chazanish to emerge. It was clearly at home, and yet he did not emerge. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour and more elapsed until eventually the Chazanish emerges. It turns out there were an elderly couple who was sitting with the Chazanish. They had no family, they'd never had children, they had no friends. And they had a hardware store. And they came to pour out their heart to the Chazanish about their difficulties in Parnassah. And the Chazanish was going through with them every single item, every bar of soap, and every shoelace, every screw, and every nail, going through their store. He explained to those waiting, he said, I apologize, but for them this was their pikuach nefesh. For them this wasn't just a discussion about a bar of soap or a shoelace. This was their livelihood, especially when they have nothing else in their life. So what are we going to tell the Chazanish? What are we going to tell the Yisrael Salanta? That the Rambam says you should only really be engaged in Divrei Chochma. And the answer is, this is Divrei Chochma. This is a dibur of mitzvah. Therefore, even though the middle of Shikha, what we are discussing, that clearly on occasion there is a great mitzvah to be married. Shibyat Yisrael Mitzrayim, for Amar Belasafir, the Yisrael Mitzrayim, Harry Ben Meshubah. The Rambam continues and he quotes that Rav, who was a Talmud of Rabbeinu HaKodesh, that means of Yehuda HaNasi, a most incredible statement, Lo Yistoch Sicha B'Teilo Kol Yomo. He did not ever, ever talk any idle talk his whole life. I'm not sure if about us we can say that we went through one day or 1 hour without Sicha B'Teilo. But about Rav, the Talmud of Rabbeinu HaKodesh, his whole life. He went through his entire life without ever, ever being involved in Sicha B'Teilo. The Rambam says, the Zuhi Sichas Roi Kolodom. And this is the majority talk of what people are involved in. Not necessarily Averus, nor Mitzvahs, just Sicha B'Teilo. Things of no consequence. Irrelevant speech. Says the Rambam, Kol ha-marbe dvorim may be chet. One has to know, generally speaking is a dangerous activity to be involved with. As Chazal tell us, lo motzafi leguf toiv elo shtika. The best thing for the goof is silence. One very rarely regrets something that you did not say. More often than not, if there's regret, it's for something that you did say. Why did I say it? Or why did I say it like that? Or why did I say it at that timing? Or why did I say it to that person? But not saying anything, normally, there's no room for regret. And as we've explained in the past, the Shayresh of Dibur invariably can be Neveya from the middle of Gaiva. Gaiva is a person's eternal quest to stand out and to be unique. And we discussed this last time, and we said that essentially that is a wonderful thing. Every person is supposed to be unique. But if that it manifests itself in a negative way, then clearly the Nesanavera. Dibur is the way that we express ourselves, our individuality. And therefore, very often, people with an inflated ego, you will find that they are the ones who like talking. Because that's the way that they can express their rather oversized self. Whereas, you stop and think for a moment, think of people that you know that are very humble people, and you'll see they just talk less. They just talk less. If you'll excuse me, I'd like to quote a voice, if I may. About tell after him, Yoimalacha Odom, if somebody tells you that Yesh Chokhma Bagoyim, tell me, there can be Chokhma amongst the Goyim as well. So I'd like to tell you something I once heard from a Goy, in the name of a Goy. You might well have heard, especially the British contingent, of Sir Nicholas Winton. Have you heard of Sir Nicholas Winton? Sir Nicholas Winton, his name Sir, he was knighted in the UK. He lived to over 100. Towards the end of his life, it came to light, unbeknown to the UK population, or to the government, or to his own wife and family, that he had saved hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of children from Nazi Germany in a daring, daring mission. And he went to Germany and he arranged for children to be smuggled out on trains that arrived in the UK, and he did it all very, very tactfully and cleverly, and he saved literally hundreds of children. And it only came to light, if I'm not mistaken, either in his late 80s or maybe in his 90s, it was kept quiet, nobody knew about it, for over 50 years, including his nearest and dearest. Eventually it did come to light, and he was made a huge personality in celebrity in the United Kingdom. He was knighted, and he was interviewed, and there was a film written about him, and there was a train named after him, etc., etc., etc. So, somebody recently gave me a small clip. Maybe I'll send it to you if you'd be interested. And in the clip, Sir Nicholas Winton is interviewed, and you see clearly that he's a very humble person. And during the interview, they ask him, as you'd expect, about his activities during the war, how he saved children, all the various details, and did he keep up with them, did he not keep up with them? And of course, the last question in the interview has to be the obvious question. And the interviewer says, one thing I've just got to ask you, everybody wants to know, why did you keep this a secret for all these years? And he answered back with such simplicity and humility, and he said, I didn't keep it a secret. I just didn't tell anybody. And that's a very big difference. Keeping a secret means you actively go about concealing, you make sure that nobody finds out. He said, I didn't keep it a secret, I just didn't tell anyone. I felt no necessity to talk about it. Somebody with an oversized ego would have clearly felt that I do want to tell people about it, and he clearly didn't feel the need. If Yesh Chochma Bagoyim Tamin, I didn't keep it a secret, I just didn't tell anybody about it. Now, the Rambam tells us a chidush. The Rambam says, even when it comes to Divrei Torah, one should also ensure that you Divrei Ha'odom Ma'atil. A person should speak briefly. Why should a person speak briefly when discussing Divrei Torah? So the Rambam says, because we know that Chazara taught us, La'olam Yishane Odom, let's tell me God, Derech Ketzar. A person should always teach his Talmidim in the most brief, the most succinct way. There is nobody greater than Rabbeinu Rashi HaKodesh. The reason why Rashi is the most famous of all of the old Pirushim is because of his brevity, concise. Now let's stop for a moment. When Chazal teach us that a person should always teach his Talmud the Derech Ketzara, how do we traditionally understand that? I think we traditionally understand that best to be brief, because the lengthier the explanation, the more complicated it becomes. So it's purely a practical piece of advice, as it were, that Chazal are giving us. La'olam yishane odom v'talmidei, b'derech ketzara. Why should you teach your Talmud in a brief manner, I would have thought that Chazal means for purely pragmatic reasons. Don't be too long-winded. Don't lengthen the discussion longer than necessary, because it just complicates matters. But I see in this Rambam, and this is the tremendous chiddush, this Rambam, if Chazal was teaching me a practical piece of advice, how to teach Talmidim, then where would you expect the Rambam to codify this halacha? It should surely be found in the halachas of Talmud Torah. The Rambam has a number of halachas, and he directs us about learning and about teaching. So surely this halacha should find itself there. When you're teaching your Talmidim, make sure to be brief. But the Rambam does not codify the halacha in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Rather, he puts it in Hilchos Deos. Hilchos Deos is the halachas of Midos Tovos, which means that the Rambam, merely by the location of this halacha, is teaching us that the reason why you should teach your Talmidim in a brief manner is not merely for practical reasons, because that way they'll understand it better, but rather because it is a midot tova. It is a midot tova to speak briefly, even in Divrei Torah. Even in Divrei Torah. Not just for convenience and practical reasons that your Talmidim will understand you better, but rather, not for their benefit, for your benefit. A person who speaks briefly, even in Divrei Torah, that itself is a midah teiva, is a midah teiva. Now, I think this needs a little bit of explanation. I understand that a person shouldn't talk too much, certainly not dvarim or asurim. I understand, so too, that one should not even speak too much about dvarim, the tailing. But in Divrei Torah? Why on earth would there be a reason to be brief when speaking Divrei Torah? After all, every word of Torah is a mitzvah. So here we arrive at a tremendous yesod, a very deep yesod, and I'll try and explain this the best as I can from the Maharal. The Maharal in his Sefer Nesivos Olam has an entire perek dedicated to this subject in the Tiv Hashtika. And the Maharal quotes a pasuk. This pasuk is to be found in Mishlei. Choseich amorot. Somebody who fades his speech means he doesn't talk much. Yodea do'as. He knows wisdom. What does that mean? So the explanation is very profound. And the explanation is as follows. Speech, as we know, is the expression of thought. A person has a machshava. A person formulates for himself a certain machshava. And then that becomes converted into speech. Dibur. Dibur is the physical expression of a spiritual machshava. The koyach of machshava is essentially a koyach ruchni. It is non-tangible, it is non-physical. By then converting it into dibur, one has now, as it were, physicalized the spiritual. Which means that he has become, by definition, removed slightly from Ruchnius. And that Machshava, which initially was a sublime spiritual existence, has now been converted into a somewhat mundane and physical existence, even if it is a Dibur of Divrei Torah. But the very fact that his guf, his mouth, his lips, his tongue, has now been employed to convert the machshava into dibur, this has now become a Dabur Gashmi. Which means that his seichel, which initially generated the machshava in the first place, instead of remaining in the realms of seichel and ruchnius, has now been brought down slightly to the level and the plane of gashmius. The prophet there in Mishlei says the opposite is true, that Evil Macharish Chacham Yechashid. Even a foolish person, but if he manages to remain silent, he can be considered a Chacham. What does that mean? It doesn't just mean that by remaining silent, he is unlikely to say something silly or something foolish, because after all, he is a foolish person. It's actually deeper than that. If he manages to remain silent, not just he will appear more wise, he is more wise. Because his machshavos remain as machshavos. A machshava is a dabur ruchni. And by not expressing it in the form of dibur, then one is ensuring that it remains within the realms of a machshava, which is the koyach of ruchni. And therefore, that's what it means. Yofer Shtika L'Chachomim. Those who are wise, when we are talking about wise people, we obviously don't just mean people who know a lot of information. Chachomim in the Lashon of Chazal always means people who are Ruchni. People who are Ruchni talk less. Not only do they not want to sound foolish, but they don't want to be foolish. And by ensuring that which is a machshava remains a machshava, remains ruchni, they have ensured that in fact they remain as a chacham. So this is clearly a very profound thought, undoubtedly. But if we want to know what does the Rambam therefore mean when he says that a person should try and speak briefly even in Divrei Torah, never mind not talk Dvarim or Asurim, never mind not talk Dvarim B'Teilim, but even in the Dvarim of a mitzvah, to try and be brief. To be brief because one has to realize that Dibur is at the end of the day a Koyach Gashmi. And it is the conversion of a Dabur Ruchni, and it now becomes Gashmi. Now clearly Rabbi Yitzchak is a very profound level, and halavai we were on a level where Reb of our Dibbles and Divrei Torah, whether briefly or non-briefly, but at least it gives us something to aspire to. As I said before, a person very rarely regrets that which he didn't say. And I think we would do well, in conclusion, to remember Yesh Chochma Bagoyim Tamim, those words of Sir Nicholas Winton. I didn't actively for 50 years go about ensuring that this was a secret. I just didn't tell anybody about it. If there's no good reason to talk, then there's no good reason to talk. And if we bear that in mind, the Yofer Shtika L'Chachomim, then the Ezrat Hashem will be aspiring and hopefully achieving this tremendous middle of Shtika, which has the Maral has taught us, that eventually brings us to Chokhmah. Wish everybody a Hatzlacha Rabbah.